Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump said last night, very, very ready. That's how he says the U.S. is standing by in terms of the coronavirus, as health officials warn now that more infections are really bound to be coming.
Stephen Portnoy is with us from Washington. Stephen, we saw the president trot out the vice president yesterday to be the point man.
Mike Pence, fellas, has been tapped to lead the federal response in this, alongside the Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. The president said last night, whatever happens, we're totally prepared. He says the risk to Americans remains very low. But as he stood in the White House briefing room taking questions there for the first time over the course of his presidency, Anne Schuchat, the CDC's principal deputy director, told reporters that experts do expect more cases here in the United States. The president was asked about that. He said he doesn't think it's inevitable. And he offered Americans this advice: wash your hands and don't necessarily grab every handrail unless you have to. And he seemed to joke about it. He says that people should approach this coronavirus like a flu. And he seems pretty well convinced that this is going to end like flu season ends. But health experts are not sounding, I hate to say, as cavalier, but certainly not as, blasé about it. They are raising an alarm, and they say that the American people need to be braced for this potential. The president, however, says the steps he took to restrict travel from China have resulted in a situation where he believes the U.S. has this very much under control.
A lot of people see daylight between what the president is saying and what the officials are saying, but at the same point, this is a kind of a moving target. We don't really know how bad it's going to be, so the president could be right on this, and the health officials are saying something else.
Well, that's right. He says he doesn't think it's inevitable. It could be that the cases will spread. He says it probably will, it possibly will, but it also might not. You've heard the president say things like that before. The president seemed to have a mind toward the markets last night. And he expressed concern about the fact that the Dow Jones so far is off 8% this year. Dow futures this morning, as I speak to you gentlemen right now, are off more than 300 points for the open in less than 45 minutes. He'll be watching that, as will many Americans, as they watch their 401ks start to take a hit from all this.
Well, our colleague Jill Schlesinger will say, just breathe. Just don't breathe next to somebody who's coughing, but breathe and you will get through this. Long term is the way to look at investing. That's what she always tells us.
Right. Also, the calm and comforting voice of Stephen Portnoy this morning, our man in Washington.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.